And I'll give you a quick rundown, you know, injury-wise, where we're at. We had some guys back today, some guys that got back were back out again. So Menelik Watson was able to get a little bit of individual and then had a little setback. The extent to what it is, I don't know. You know, I'll have to wait and see after I talk to the trainers, after we evaluate those guys. Pat Sims, really the same way. Jacoby Ford. Vance Walker wasn't here with a he's having a child today, so he should be back. He should be back tomorrow. Guys that I don't anticipate playing in the game. Obviously, we'll see where Menelik and Pat Sims were. Jacoby, we'll find out. You know what the trainers say on that. And Vance Walker will be questionable. Burris, Hayden, Kaluka, Lamar Houston, Billy Boyko, and Brandon Bear, all those guys will be out for the game. That's kind of where we're at right now. So we got about 48 hours before, a little over 48 hours before we kick it off. So we're excited. We're ready to get, you know, 2013 underway, first preseason game, and excited to get out there and let our guys play and see what we can do.
You have your rotation set yet?
Yeah, we got the rotation. I mean, the you know, everybody that's healthy will play in the game. The ones will probably go out there for maybe a quarter or so. We'll see how the game plays out, you know, and then obviously twos will probably take a couple quarters, and then the threes will probably end up the game in the fourth quarter. That's about what we'll plan on doing.
What's the plan for Darren during the preseason? How many reps does McFadden need to take to be ready without risking him?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, I've seen it both ways. I've seen it where guys don't play in the preseason, and then obviously where guys do. It's my feeling that guys need to play. And so the anticipation is that we'll play him. How much we play him, we'll evaluate that as we go on, you know, on a week-to-week basis. But, you know, he'll play in the preseason.
All the guys that returned today, quite a few guys, is your intention, barring, of course, the people who left, to have them play in the game?
My intention would be for them to play. Obviously, we want to evaluate how they respond to a good day's work. And obviously, if they respond well, we'll play them in the game, probably in a limited fashion because they've missed a lot of time. But like I said, you know, we plan on all the healthy bodies, you know, getting out there and playing some.
So that means all four quarterbacks will play?
All four quarterbacks will play in the game.
Granted, you have all the things that you want to accomplish in this game, but what kind of a look do you expect the Dallas Cowboys to give you? What kind of challenge?
Well, I mean, they're a good football team. You know, obviously, you know, offensively, they're a big physical team. They ran the ball really well the other day against Miami, so obviously I think that's something that they're trying to establish and work on, so we got to be prepared to stop the run. You know, it looks like, you know, they'll play a lot more of their ones in this game. So it'll be a good evaluation for us, you know, both offensively and defensively to get a little bit of a feel where we're at.
How much have you had a chance to really look at that game the other day? Are you still more focused on your guys?
No, we watched the game the other day. I mean, still the focus is going to be on us and what we do. But we want to give our guys a plan that gives them a chance to have success. So, you know, it's still going to be a lot more about what we want to do, but we did give them a plan as far as what to expect out of Dallas.
Dennis, who's your backup long snapper, and do you anticipate anybody but John Kondo snapping in the preseason?
Well, we'll snap somebody else other than Kondo. Right now it's Wiz. We're working with Cribs also as a backup deep snapper.
Cribs
so yeah, he's a former quarterback. So, you know, at some point in the preseason, we're going to have somebody other than John Kondo snap in a live game situation.
Well, this is sort of an obvious question, but can you talk about the importance of these games in the overall evaluation process?
Well, it's huge. You know, obviously, you know, there's certain guys on the team that you know, we've got a pretty good idea where they're at, but there's a lot of young guys that we've got to get an evaluation on. And really, there's a lot of veteran players that we've got to get a good feel for. I mean, we got a lot of change, a lot of turnover on this football team. So we've never been to battle with a lot of these guys. So we want to put them in those situations and see how they respond. So this, for our football team, this preseason is it's a big deal as far as the evaluation process.
Charles Woodson looks like he hasn't he hasn't hardly missed a snap pretty much since.
He's done everything we've asked him to do. You know, he's a real pro. So we're glad we have him, and he's going to make us a better football team.
How important is it for him to get in preseason games? Will he see less time than maybe some of the other secondary?
Yeah, he may not see as much as some of the other guys, but he'll get in and he'll play. And again, you know, a little bit like Darren, we'll evaluate that as we go through the preseason. He'll play in the preseason.
What's your schedule like between now and kickoff, and what do you hope to get done from now until then?
Yeah, well, today we'll have meetings. We'll watch the practice from today. We'll start the install process on Dallas. We'll come back out tomorrow morning with some more meetings, you know, install-wise to prep for Dallas. We'll go through a dress rehearsal practice tomorrow against them, really a light practice without pads. And then we'll head down to the Marriott and get ready to play a game. Normal home schedule, with exception of we're leaving out of Napa as opposed to leaving from Alameda.
How do you balance all the practices you put in out here, and say if there's receivers that are maybe having some problems with drops out here, yet if they get in the game and they make some nice plays, as well as more sure-handed guys start dropping them in games, how do you?
Well, it's no different than when you were in college and you had to take exams, all right? There's a lot more weight put on the exam, and this is one of four exams that we get a chance to take. So, when the lights come on and you're doing it for real, that's when the players have to show up. So there'll be more emphasis put on, performance in the preseason. I want to see him manage the game. You know, I want to see him manage the game, move the offense down the field, and put points on the board. That's what I want to see out of Matt Flynn.
What has stood out to you from the progression you've seen throughout camp?
Yeah, well, I think he's gotten a better grasp of what we're trying to do offensively. He's more in command of what we're doing. I think, obviously from the process through OTAs, through mini camp, and now into training camp, he's really progressed well. It'd be good to put him in live action and see what he does against another opponent.
Can you give us an early evaluation on a couple of rookies, Andre Holmes and Latavius Murray, their progression so far?
Yeah, well, Latavius, obviously, I still don't know a whole lot about yet because he's missed a lot of time due to injury. So this preseason will be big for him to, step up and show us what he can do. And Andre Holmes, to this point, I've been pleased with. He's a big target, a physical player, and so again, this preseason will be big for him.
So far, how's your impression about Eddie Carmona?
Eddie's done a nice job. All right, Eddie's got a tough job because he's behind, maybe one of the best kickers in the game. So, but this will be an opportunity for him, to showcase himself to the other 31 teams in the league, and as well as for us to get an evaluation because. You never know what's going to happen.
Are you planning to play him this Friday?
Yeah, Eddie will play. My plan is to kick Seabass and Cluey in the first half and Marquette and Eddie in the second half.
Coach, how's Jack Crawford progressing in his second year? And do you see him playing more inside or outside this year?
Well, I see him playing outside in the base downs and moving inside and playing inside in the nickel stuff. So, this is a critical time for Jack. I think I've seen improvement out of Jack, but he missed a lot of time last year in the preseason, didn't get a lot of play time during the season. So this will be a good opportunity for him to really step up and show what he's got.
I know you said that you didn't really know the severity of the injuries to Menelik and Pat Sims, but is there anything that says that this wasn't like they weren't quite ready to go as it turns out, or is it aggravation?
It'd be speculation for me to say whether they were quite ready or not. Our thought process was that they were ready to get out here and work, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Is there any feeling that maybe they re-aggravated the injuries?
Yeah, obviously that's the concern.
With the guys who are out on Friday, any of those guys have become long-term injury concerns in your mind, or you still think everything's pretty much...
Well, I mean, obviously long-term's relative. I mean, I still don't see anybody, with exception of potentially Miles Burris, being a major, a long-term type of deal. Miles is not progress like he or I had anticipated. So, you know, he's probably the, you know, from a standpoint of whether he's going to be ready for the opening game of the season, he's a concern.
Anything new with the punters? Or you still think Louis's a little bit ahead of Marquette at this
it's,
point?
It's really played out about like, you know, like I've said. I mean, Chris is, you know, a little bit more consistent. But, you know, the good thing for Marquette, he's going to have an opportunity to step out in the games. And you know, he had the same opportunity last year. And I thought he performed well in the preseason last year. So we'll give him another opportunity to see what he can do.
In terms of Watson, he's, you know, missing so much time. Getting back, is it disappointing he doesn't have a chance to start catching up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, he's a guy that we that we're counting on. He's a second-round draft choice. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but he's got to be able to be out here, you know. And I think he's as frustrated as any of us too. So you know, it's not from a lack of effort, but you know, again, we'll see. I'll get with Rod and see where he's at.
Would also be more valuable for Marquette to get the kind of, I mean, you know, you couldn't orchestrate it, but have, you know, feet an inch from the back line, backed up in the end zone, you know, see, make it, seeing him get that kind of kickoff?
Well, I think anytime he has to operate under pressure, yeah, you know, I think that's what we're looking for, you know, to see how he responds when he's got a little bit of pressure on him. So, yeah, I think we talk a lot about situational football, and that includes everybody. That's specialist included. So, you know, we try to put those guys in as many of those situations as we can. And, you know, if Dallas will let us script it, we'll try to work all the situations we can. I don't think they're going to let us do that, though.
Coach, you mentioned all four quarterbacks are going to play. What have you seen from Matt McGloin since he's joined the
team? I've seen a smart, composed guy that has throws the ball accurately, you know, makes good decisions, goes to the right place for the ball. He understands the protections. And really, that's really where he's kind of separated himself a little bit from Tyler, although Tyler's been he's been a lot better as he's had a chance to kind of sit back and watch a little bit more. I think it's a good competition, and I'm anxious to see both those guys play against Dallas.
Is it important to have guys compete without any regard to draft position? Are you like, I look at all guys pretty much evenly at this point?
We got 90 guys on the roster, and all of them are competing for an opportunity to be, you know, on the 53-man roster. So, you know, I'm not paying a lot of attention to contract status, draft status. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, as well as Reggie, what's the right 53 guys for this football team?